This show is brought to you by Safety FM. I'm really giving everything that I got. Cause I've been working on a plan, on a plot. Over with the killers and we going to the top. We're blowing up your city and you might get dropped. We are never quitting, we are never giving up. Show the enemies, I'm taking them apart. I'm a young boss, got me feeling like a pop. They can never match it, they can never stop. Cause I've been really giving everything that I got. Cause I've been working on a plan, on a plot. Over with the killers and we going to the top. We're blowing up your city and you might get dropped. Cause we are never quitting, we are never giving up. Show the enemies, I'm taking them apart.
LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. It never has and never will, because that's the way that it goes. Anyways, how are you? Today is Friday, July the 26th of 2024, or should I say Deadpool Wolverine Day. Day 208 of the year and only 158 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Prepare yourself.
We are now being distributed on iHeartRadio. Listen on iHeartRadio app. Radio big.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are hanging out. So it is Freeform Friday, so let's get excited about that. Why do you want to get excited by Freeform Friday? I don't know. It just sounded like a good thing to be excited about. Like, seriously. And the reason that I reference that, because Freeform Friday is the interesting day. What happens on Freeform Friday is that we get to take all of the stuff that we've done and we get to conjumble it together and go boom and give it back to you and say, hey, this is the stuff we missed during the week, plus the new stuff that came in for a Friday, and let's talk about it all. So our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety, so don't worry there. When we bring everything in and talk about it, we kind of package it up, give you a main story. But on Fridays, we don't do that. On Fridays, it's news, 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 catch up of everything that we missed, and then go from there. So there you go. So with that being said, safety in the news, news and safety, that's what we'll talk about today. No worry about that. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. So there you go. So I want to tell you this because I want to get people excited. I want to tell you about some things that are going on. So if you hang out here on the radio station, we got some stuff going on. We got some updates, some app changes. You're going to notice some things changing around. So I want to give you a fair warning there. Also, on the podcast network, we're going to incorporate this new feature. And should I talk about, hold on, should I talk about this yet? Okay, so we're going to have a new feature when we are doing this show that we'll start talking about. But I guess I should wait till next week. Okay, what's August? August is next week. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about that next week. in regards of what's going on. So we will tell you some changes that you're going to see on the podcast network, some changes to the radio station. That's going to be on the Safety FM side of the house. We will still be doing the stuff that we do on Radio Big and all that kind of fun stuff. So don't worry about that. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of changes. You know, I was looking at this. This is episode 984 right here. So that means we're about 16 episodes away to getting to 1,000, which is kind of crazy because I would have never thought that this thing would have lasted this long. It's like a long relationship. That's for sure. So at some point next month, we should be at 1,000. So everybody will be glad there, I hope. And then we'll move on from there. I mean, we'll be quadruple digits in regards to what's going on. I would have never thought that we would be there. So we'll do some changes going on there. We'll talk about some of the stuff and all that kind of fun things. And then the podcast network, you know, it continues to expand, change, and more. And, you know, that's just the way that it goes. The video aspect of this, some people like it, some people don't, and that's perfectly fine. And that's okay. And we have like distribution that we do on podcast network with video. We have some podcast distribution that's just audio only. What are you looking for? Because I mean, I think that always boils down to the question stuff. What are you looking for here? Because there are some of our shows that do video and audio. Like if you take a look, the Safety Pro podcast with Blaine J. Hoffman, there's some video aspect in there. If you look at Safety Wars with Jim Polzel, there's some video aspect there. If you look at the Hop Nerd, I think depending on the day, because, you know, Sam is super creative in regards to what he does. There's some video aspect on what's going on. I mean, here, Rated R, we always do it because, well, I shouldn't say that because that's a lie. Majority of the time we have some video content into it. So I don't know. It gets interesting. And as you can see, I'm babbling like an idiot today because it is Freeform Friday. And I'm super excited about going to see Deadpool. The only thing is, my original plan was to go see it over this weekend. Then I came to the realization that I have extra time alone this weekend. So I'm wondering if I should try to go today. And then I was wondering if I did that, how well that's going to go over once my wife finds out that I went without her. So now, you know, I have that question about what I should do. I know. Ethics. It's one of those weird things. Okay, with that being said, let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the trends of the ends of the ends. New body cam footage for some of the people that were with the details about what happened on July the 13th assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. And corporate intrigue hits home. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Diddy gets name dropped and Kristen Cavallari wants to ban all slime. Hold on. Can you be a little bit more specific there? And SAG-AFTRA is on strike. What? It is? Okay, we'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also the royal family is having a profitable year, including Prince William. We'll talk about that in the details as we move forward. So with that being said, why don't we do the stuff that we do? And what does that mean? Well, let's talk about some of the safety stuff. Let's talk about some of the news stuff. Let's talk about some safety in the news. Why don't we go ahead and bring in our friends from Feature Story News and let them tell us about what the hell's going on in this world, because we need to know. I need to know.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Paris is poised for what's been dubbed as the biggest open-air show in the world, with the opening of the Olympic Games on Friday evening. The city centre and Paris's airspace will be shut down, with tens of thousands of police and army soldiers mobilised amid heightened security. The show has taken 2 years to rehearse in secret. As part of the ceremony, 8,000 of the world's top athletes will be taken by boat along the River Seine, with more than 300,000 people watching from the riverbanks. More than 1 billion people are expected to watch live on television and social media. Typhoon Gaiemi has made landfall in southeastern China after barreling across the Taiwan Strait, prompting warnings of swelling rivers, flash floods and waterlogging in cities and provinces that were hit by torrential rain just several weeks ago. Laura Westbrook has more from Hong Kong.
Typhoon Gaimi made landfall in the coastal city of Putian in the southeastern province of Fujian around 12 GMT. According to state media, it's already bringing with it heavy rain, and it's moving towards the Jiangxi province. It's been downgraded. But the big problem for authorities at the moment is that while it might be weakening as it moves northward, it is bringing with it heavy rain.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the world cannot become numb to suffering in Gaza, speaking after meeting the Israeli Prime Minister. Benjamin Netanyahu also held talks with President Joe Biden on Thursday, where they discussed ongoing efforts to secure a ceasefire deal. He's expected to meet with former President Donald Trump on Friday, who's vying to return to the White House in November. Sally Patterson has more.
It's time to get a ceasefire deal done. That was Kamala Harris's key message, speaking after her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The vice president spoke of her serious concern about the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the devastating images coming out of the war zone. But she called on Americans to recognize the complexity and nuance of history in the region. Also on Thursday, Netanyahu thanked President Joe Biden for his 50 years of support for Israel as a, quote, proud Irish-American Zionist. His visit brought thousands of protesters to the streets, demanding an end to the war.
In their Oval Office meeting, Netanyahu struck a personal note and reflected on his relationship with President Biden.
Mr. President, we've known each other for 40 years, and you've known every Israeli prime minister for 50 years, from Golda Meir. So from a proud Jewish Zionist to a proud Irish-American Zionist.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations Secretary-General has issued an urgent call to action to better protect billions around the world exposed to the crippling effects of extreme heat. Global temperatures have been rising unabated, with Sunday, Monday and Tuesday this week having been the hottest days recorded. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations in New York.
Sounding the alarm bells yet again, Antonio Guterres says the crippling heat is everywhere and it's costing lives. He says those most at risk are the urban poor, pregnant women, children and the homeless, who often live in substandard housing without access to cooling. On Thursday, Antonio Guterres launched what he calls the Secretary General's Call to Action on Extreme Heat. Its aim, an urgent and concerted effort to enhance international cooperation to address the extreme temperatures.
I'm not frustrated. I'm determined to turn things around.
The Secretary General has once again urged world leaders to phase out fossil fuels fast and to stop what he calls the human-induced climate change. Jody Jacobs, New York.
The U.S. Congress is set to establish a bipartisan task force to investigate the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump during a Pennsylvania rally. Mitch McCann reports.
416 members of the U.S. House voted in favor to establish a task force to investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump on July 13. It is set to look at federal, state and local law enforcement actions in the lead-up to the shooting. The group of seven Republicans and six Democrats will be tasked with issuing a final report to the House, and they have been asked to include any proposals for law changes to prevent, quote, future security lapses. Meanwhile, the acting director of the U.S. Secret Service will testify in front of three Senate committees in the coming week about the attempted assassination. Mitch McCann, New York.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts in London.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Visitor safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Visitor safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Oh, yes, find us on Facebook and everything else on Safety FM. If you're looking at the radio station for Radio Big, we are Radio Big, so there you go. Anyways, 19 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday, so let's get into the shit list right away. Here's the latest of the investigation of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley acquired and released a new body cam footage. Yes, new body cam footage from some of the first law enforcement officers to discover the body of the shooter. The footage shows firsthand the breakdown in communication between the Secret Service and local law enforcement struggling to get onto the same page in the moments after the shooting. It also confirms that the shooter had an interactive remote detonation device on his body. So, that's the first part. Now, the next part is local law enforcement denies allegation that they were protecting the roof because of the weather was too hot. The allegations were first published by Senator Josh Hawley, who conveyed the concern in a whistleblower report. But now sources tell the Beaver Countington, yes, a local news site for Butler, Pennsylvania, that the Secret Service never assigned any of their officers to the roof. There were facts that are assigned to the interior of the building, but that's what the sources said. One of the surviving victims of the attack, David Dutch, has been released from the hospital, and the House of Representatives on Thursday unanimously voted to form a task to investigate, the assassination attempt and murder. So there you go. So there's a lot of stuff. There's still a lot of moving parts, but this is what we were talking about before. If you hung out with us yesterday, the ongoing investigation will always be moving and grooving. So it's going to be kind of piecemeal in regards of doing everything of how what happened. Now, listen, don't agree with anything that happened with the stuff that was going on. No one should be, attempted to be killed because they disagree with somebody's politics. That's just bullshit. This is the way that I look at it. But it gets weird. I mean, it gets weird quick in regards to the things that people are willing to do because they don't agree with somebody else's politics. I'm always a big proponent that let's sit down and have some conversations, not try to take someone out. So there's something to think about there. Anyways, a Forbes study shows that California drivers are most, confrontational and likely to exhibit road rage. Yeah, drivers in the state were most likely to report incidents of being cut off, cursed at, and even being tailgated at 1 in 2 responders. Just last year, California drivers ranked 13th, well distanced from California coast. Only 1% of Hawaiian drivers said that they experienced similar incidents, making the island the state's drivers the chillest. Here's what the rest of the states, what the angriest drivers are. Missouri, Utah, Oklahoma, Colorado, Virginia, Virginia and Indiana were tied. New York and Maryland. The study also says that traffic interactions most likely to make the drivers commit active road rage, bad driving, aggressive driving, 38% getting cut off, 31%, already being stressed out, 29%. And then what else? And tailgated, 27%. So this is according to the Sacramento Bee. So a lot of stuff going on there. I'm kind of shocked that that good old Florida, La Florida, is not listed in there. Because depending where you're at in Florida, things could get pretty exciting for you in regards to people driving. Is this the way that it goes? So I don't know. Just some stuff that I take a look at. So what do you think here? What do you think about the whole information as I'm talking about it? I mean, depending on what state you're at, you might look at this and go, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. So just information. Also, a real life plot straight from popular HBO series Succession. Yeah, Succession has been playing out in secret. Rupert Murdoch battles his kids over who will take control of the massive global news empire. Last year, Murdoch began the process to amend the family trust to only his eldest son. So the oldest son for Murdoch would inherit control of the media companies. Three of Rupert's other children were originally part of the trust, and they're now suing to block the changes. How does that work? I mean, don't you get to say what the hell you want going on? Anyways, Rupert Murdoch now must demonstrate that changing the terms of the trust is in the best interest of his heirs. A trial on the matter is expected to begin in September. This is according to New York Times, which Rupert desperately wanted to own, but had to settle for the Wall Street Journal instead. So I don't know. It gets interesting as we are talking. I mean, how do you look at this stuff? I mean, I don't know. It's a global empire and when it's all said and done. So it becomes interesting. That's at minimum interesting is the word. So there you go. Anyways, a North Korean hacker has been charged with, executing a ransom attack on computer systems used by American hospitals and healthcare providers. In particular, Rim Jong Hyuk has been charged with orchestrating the May 2021 attack of an unidentified hospital in Kansas. The hospital eventually paid $100,000 in Bitcoin to regain access to their files. According to the indictment, he also led a successful effort to pull 17 gigabytes off of data from NASA. Hayek allegedly used ransom money from attacks and others to create further chaos for the defense system and the government around the world, including China, Taiwan, and South Korea. The Justice Department created a $10 million reward for information to obtain Hayek's whereabouts of those of his and his colleagues. This is according to the Associated Press. By the way, and there's an excellent in-depth podcast exploring the North Korea support of international hacking groups produced by BBC that's worth taking a listen to. It's called The Lazarus Heist. So there you go, if you want to take a listen to that. All right, for those people that enjoy podcasting, where they get source of information, I have a friend that she loves to talk about how, all the podcasts that she listens to and, how all the podcasts that she listens to apparently has adequate and accurate information, which I mean is bullshit, but at least she's a firm believer, that no podcast can go wrong in regards of where the information comes about. So it gets interesting at times, by the way, on how people look at this. Anyways, take a listen to this. Hammerhead flatworms are taking over Houston. With the onslaught of heavy rain in the area, invasive toxic flatworms have been popping up all over the place, including on driveway patios and sidewalks. Not only are the worms poisonous to humans and pets, they can grow up to a foot long and multiply when cut in half. Also, they reproduce asexually multiple times a month. Should they stumble across a hammerhead flatworm, the Texas Invasive Species Institute says to put a pair of gloves on before touching it to avoid any toxic slime, and to put plastic bags with salt and vinegar out, then put it into a freezer. Once dead, toss it into the trash, though maybe cautious not to touch them, as the slime can still cause irritation. This is according to KHOU in regards to the information that is going on. So, yeah, some hammerheads going on right there in regards of some of the information. That got weird quick in regards to that. Take a listen.
Lurking in the ground.
We're talking about the invasive hammerhead flatworm. Yes, these slugs can grow up to a foot long and can emit a toxin if you pick them up and can irritate your skin. The toxin could also make your pet sick if they try to eat one of these slugs. Now, the rain we're going to see this week will flush the worms out of their burrows in the ground, putting you and your kids and your pets at risk. But you can use this advantage.
If you find these things, put some gloves on, maybe use a stick, and put it in a bag with salt and or vinegar. And you're going to want to go ahead and put it in your freezer overnight. What you don't want to do is just put it in the trash can, or worse, cut it up into little pieces.
It will regenerate. So if you chop it into two pieces, you've just made two worms, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my goodness.
Gross.
Who is going to do
that?
That
thing is relentless. Even if you just chop it up, hey, it'll come back to life. It's four worms.
I'm not doing that.
This straight up sounds like a horror movie. Let's continue.
Oh. Rain on gloves. I'm not John.
What is this?
And a bag of salt?
I'm just going to call the yard guy. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't even know. I think I'm going to put my seven-year-old on it.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so there you go. Some information for you right away about what is going on there. So think about that for a moment. You're going to essentially put this inside of your refrigerator with your food. That sounds kind of, not something that I would want to do. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. MMA star Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown are expecting baby numero dos Bruce. She is 37 and he's 42. Rousey announced the news on Thursday during Comic-Con panel. The couple are already parents to a two-year-old daughter. So there you go. Also, what else do we have? Let's see. John Snyder and Dee Sorvino are married. The 64-year-old. He's 64. She's 57. The couple are both lost their retrospective spouses in the past 2 years and tied the knot on Tuesday in Las Vegas. Snyder's wife, Alicia Aylin, passed away in February of 2023, while Sorvino's husband, actor Paul Sorvino, died in July of 2022. So there you go. Marriage, love. Oh, isn't it so lovely? You know, the things that people want to do going forward. Anyways, the Dow gained about 81 points to close at 39,935 on Thursday. The S&P lost about 29 points to close at 5,399. And the NASDAQ lost about 160 points to close at 17,181. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.52. on Thursday, and Bitcoin slid down about 1 point on Thursday, trading just around 64,600. There was more than 4,505 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 160 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $306 million jackpot or $143.8 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for a $131 million jackpot or a $62.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Let me talk about this real quick. Sean Combs' name appears 77 times in a newly released legal documenting statements that allegedly Tupac murdered Dwayne Keith D. Davis. According to the docs, Davis accuses the music mogul of being the mastermind behind the murder, offering $1 million for Tupac's assassination. Combs has previously denied his involvement in the murder. No word yet whether or not he'll be subpoenaed for the ongoing case. This is according to The Sun. So there you go. Let me give you one more because I talked about it at the beginning. Celebs, they're just like us. Formerly reality star Kristen Cavallari thinks that there should be a universal ban on slime. This is why all parents hate slime. Wish we could legally ban it. She captioned the photo of the gooey, messy stuff stuck to her cabinets and carpet. Cavallari is a mom of three young kids, whom she shares with her ex-husband, Jay Cutler, 11-year-old Camden, 10-year-old Jackson, and 8-year-old Sailor. So there you go. Ban it all. I don't care. I mean, slime? I mean, that's your options? That's going to be the stuff that that you're worried about? There you go.
Here is the news on the Rosie Carr Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Paris is poised for what's been dubbed as the biggest open-air show in the world, with the opening of the Olympic Games on Friday evening. The city centre and Paris's airspace will be shut down, with tens of thousands of police and army soldiers mobilised amid heightened security. The show has taken 2 years to rehearse in secret. As part of the ceremony, 8,000 of the world's top athletes will be taken by boat along the River Seine, with more than 300,000 people watching from the riverbanks. More than 1 billion people are expected to watch live on television and social media. Typhoon Gaiemi has made landfall in southeastern China after barreling across the Taiwan Strait, prompting warnings of swelling rivers, flash floods and waterlogging in cities and provinces that were hit by torrential rain just several weeks ago. Laura Westbrook has more from Hong Kong.
Typhoon Gaiemi made landfall in the coastal city of Putian in the southeastern province of Fujian around 12 GMT. According to state media, it's already bringing with it heavy rain, and it's moving towards the Jiangxi province. It's been downgraded. But the big problem for authorities at the moment is that while it might be weakening as it moves northward, it is bringing with it heavy rain.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the world cannot become numb to suffering in Gaza, speaking after meeting the Israeli Prime Minister. Benjamin Netanyahu also held talks with President Joe Biden on Thursday, where they discussed ongoing efforts to secure a ceasefire deal. He's expected to meet with former President Donald Trump on Friday, who's vying to return to the White House in November. Sally Patterson has more.
It's time to get a ceasefire deal done. That was Kamala Harris's key message, speaking after her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The vice president spoke of her serious concern about the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the devastating images coming out of the war zone. But she called on Americans to recognize the complexity and nuance of history in the region. Also on Thursday, Netanyahu thanked President Joe Biden for his 50 years of support for Israel as a, quote, proud Irish-American Zionist. His visit brought thousands of protesters to the streets, demanding an end to the war.
In their Oval Office meeting, Netanyahu struck a personal note and reflected on his relationship with President Biden.
Mr. President, we've known each other for 40 years, and you've known every Israeli prime minister for 50 years, from Golda Meir. So from a proud Jewish Zionist to a proud Irish-American Zionist.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations Secretary General has issued an urgent call to action to better protect billions around the world exposed to the crippling effects of extreme heat. Global temperatures have been rising unabated, with Sunday, Monday and Tuesday this week having been the hottest days recorded. Jodie Jacobs reports from the United Nations in New York.
Sounding the alarm bells yet again, Antonio Guterres says the crippling heat is everywhere and it's costing lives. He says those most at risk are the urban poor, pregnant women, children and the homeless, who often live in substandard housing without access to cooling. On Thursday, Antonio Guterres launched what he calls the Secretary General's Call to Action on Extreme Heat. Its aim, an urgent and concerted effort to enhance international cooperation to address the extreme temperatures.
I'm not frustrated. I'm determined to turn things around.
The Secretary General has once again urged world leaders to phase out fossil fuels fast and to stop what he calls the human-induced climate change. Jody Jacobs, New York.
The U.S. Congress is set to establish a bipartisan task force to investigate the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump during a Pennsylvania rally. Mitch McCann reports.
416 members of the U.S. House voted in favor to establish a task force to investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump on July 13. It is set to look at federal, state and local law enforcement actions in the lead-up to the shooting. The group of seven Republicans and six Democrats will be tasked with issuing a final report to the House, and they have been asked to include any proposals for law changes to prevent, quote, future security lapses. Meanwhile, the acting director of the U.S. Secret Service will testify in front of three Senate committees in the coming week about the attempted assassination. Mitch McCann, New York.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts in London.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Never quit, we are never giving up. So the enemies, I'm taking them apart. I'm a young boss, got me feeling like a pop rock. They can never match it, they can never stop. Cause I've been really giving everything that I got. Cause never looking at a plan, not a plot. Over with the killers, and we coming to the top. We're going up, you silly, yeah, you might get dropped. Cause we are never quit, we are never giving up. So the enemies, I'm taking them apart. I'm a young boss, got me feeling like a pop rock. They can never match it, they can never stop. Cause I've been really giving everything that I got. Cause never looking at a plan, not a plot. With the killers, then we coming to the top. We're going up, you silly, yeah, you might get dropped.
Yeah, I'm the hunter, you're the prey. You bet that I never run away. Cause I'm the one that fights through the pain. I'm the new leader, it's time for a change.
Okay, here we go. We're 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
I put the work in.
This right here?
I'm a rebel.
God mode.
I'm the alpha in this game.
Young Boss is the song. readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. So there you go, some stuff going on for you. You know how it is. We like us some musica around here, no doubt about it. So there you go. We'd like to thank God Mode for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know, I like the little tune about to come up here. Listen to this. Here we go. It's right here. Boom. Pretty good tunage, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into the move and the groove of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Trite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. Trite Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's Trite Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com, to find out more information. Once you get there, click on the far right-hand side, click on the section that says Find Help. That will lead you down a path where there will be all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. If there's other things that you're interested in, there's stories on the website, what events are coming up, self-care, how to get involved, what the organization's about. There's even a store in regards, if you want to help support, in regards of like shirts and stickers and all other kinds of stuff that's readily available that you can go around, you know, wearing, using, spreading the message in regards to that. So to Trite Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com, click on the section that says Find Help. So let's get into some new stuff right away in regards to some things that are going on. So let's talk about what's going on at the box office. So if you have not heard, Deadpool and Wolverine is coming out today. Wolverine is recovering from his injuries when he crossed paths with the loudmouth Deadpool. They team up to safeguard a multiverse from common foe. So there you go. Also, The Fabulous Four, rated R, a group of lifelong friends travel to Key West to be bridesmaids at a surprise wedding of their college girlfriend. That comes out today. And The Beast Within, 10-year-old Willow follows her parents on one of their secret late-night treks to the heart of the ancient forest. After witnessing her father undergo a terrible transformation, she too becomes enchanted by the dark side ancestral secret where they try to conceal. So that comes out today as well. So there you go. A lot of rated R movies apparently coming out this weekend. It's a rated R kind of a weekend at the box office, if you're looking at it from that particular standpoint. So there it is. Okay, so yes, Barbie pink was the hot color for 2023, but this year, the defining color of the summer of 2024 is definitely slime green, also known as brat green. To give you the visual, it is similar to the shade of the text message bubble sent from the iPhone. It has become synonymous with the pop star Charlie XCX hit album, but the cultural influence of brat green keeps growing. Last week, official X account of the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority altered commuters of train repairs by using brat green graphic, and a 65-year-old Golden Globe winner Kyle McLanahan posted an unofficial music video of himself singing to the song from the album while wearing the fluorescent green shirt. And that has just been the beginning. Brad Green even made it the way to the U.S. presidential election campaign after Joe Biden announced that he was out and endorsed Kamala Harris. Charlie XCX offered up her own thumbs up, tweeting, "Kamala is brat." Of course, memes were created for t-shirts and were created for other things, some of with Harris's name printed in that style of brat album cover. And 2024 being 2024, now the VP's official rapid respond account topped with brat style banner. So there you go. So a lot of stuff going on. They have sounded like the political endorsement, but let's face it, to be linked with a color that is associated with slime can't be particularly a good thing, or can it? I mean, I don't know. things get so weird when we start getting into the political side of everything that's going on. No doubt about that. Also, it's fully expected for someone to spray paint the Olympic rings with the color nowadays. So that's Brad. So there you go. Brad Green's the way to go. I don't know. I look at it and I kind of chuckle at the whole thing because, you know, it's just that neon green shit that that people have used for years. So a lot of information going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Okay, let's see. One of Oscar Mayer's famed hot dog-shaped Wienermobiles ended up flipped onto its side after crashing into a suburban Chicago highway. Cops say that the Wienermobile hit the car on Monday morning at Interstate 294 and drivers lost control, causing it to roll. So there you go, some information right there. No injuries were reported after the crash, which prompted the closure of the right lane and northbound lanes for about an hour. Video from the crash scene has been showed yellow and orange Wienermobile being hauled away from the flatbed truck and damage visible to the vehicle. Let's see. In a wiener-like shape, Oscar Mayer says that several Wienermobiles, which uses promotional events, yes, I understand that it has 12 of them, exactly four more than Wonder Bread has Bunmobiles. So there you go. Also, a foul-mouthed parrot was found at a home after hundreds applied to adopt it. Pepper the bird with an attitude starting attracting the attention of hopeful adopters across the U.S. as SPCA Niagara Falls, New York began sharing updates of him. The agency initially posted and read, bringing the potty-mouthed parrot home might be a fun idea until Pepper offends Grandma on Tuesday night's knitting group. On the bright side, if you want to keep the unannounced company from dropping by, adopt Pepper. Another post asked somebody to get this guy a bar of soap, a humor-loving home. In 5 days, there was more than 400 applicants to adopt Pepper, and he has now been taken by a household with an African gray Shelby who makes Pepper look like a saint, officials wrote. Bluebird. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there. So I don't know. It gets interesting as we are talking. I mean, do you want a bird that curses? I look at it and I go, it could be a fun time if you're looking for that kind of thing, or it could be a bad time if you're not looking for that kind of thing. So it's a multiverse of fun, no doubt about that, depending on how you're looking at it. Anyways, with it being Freeform Friday, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Uganda's fallen dictator, Idi Amin Dada, summarized all dictatorships in one sentence. You have freedom of speech, but freedom after speech, that I cannot guarantee. What an excellent quote. I think this absolutely applies to social media. I've always tried to use these platforms differently. I'm not there to fight. I try to make people smile, and I hope to add a little happiness to your day. But many people use social media in a completely different way. They say things that they would never say in person, under the banner of freedom of speech. It's true, you can say whatever you want to say, but be ready for somebody else to say whatever they want to say as well. And my observation is this, it seems to get out of control in a big hurry. Be careful.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Most of my life is behind me now, and I find myself introspective from time to time. Do I have any regrets? A few. I wish I'd been less full of myself. I wish I'd invited people to receive Jesus every time I preached. I wish I'd prayed for my family more faithfully. I wish I'd been a better friend. I wish I'd been a more godly man. Yet I'm thankful, too, especially for God's amazing grace. Philippians 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Lord Jesus, teach me to rejoice in you always, to trust you more. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rating Our Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. Paris is poised for what's been dubbed as the biggest open-air show in the world, with the opening of the Olympic Games on Friday evening. US Vice President Kamala Harris says the world cannot become numb to suffering in Gaza, speaking after meeting the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Typhoon Gaimi has made landfall in southeastern China after barreling across the Taiwan Strait, prompting warnings of flooding.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. Okay, so take a listen to this. Let's take a look at what some of the things that took place back on this day. Back in 2005, Shuttle Discovery launches from Cape Canaveral. It was the first shuttle mission since 2003, since the Columbia disaster. The mission took supplies to the International Space Station and tested a new safety procedure that happened back in 2005. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Elizabeth Gillis and Taylor Monson both turned 31. Francia Reza turns 36. Monica Raymond turns 38. Delonte West turns 41. Gary Owens turns 50. Kate Beckinsale turns 51. Jason Statham turns 57. Sandra Bullock turns 60 today. Kevin Spacey, he turns 65. Roger Taylor, 75. Helen Mirren turns 79. And let's see, singer Mick Jagger. Yes, Mick Jagger. He turns 81 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day, Historic Therapy Day, Bagel Fest Day. What else? National Disability Independence Day, National Dog Photography Day, National System Administration Appreciation Day, National Coffee Milkshake Day, National Hunt Aunt and Uncle Day, and One Voice Day. So there you go. Some things for you as we are talking. What else can we take a look at? Okay, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. I'll never underestimate people's fascination with ancestry. Isn't knowing current family bad enough? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What would be the worst buy one, get one free of all time? One survey found that 68% of people would rather dump their partner than this to give this up. What is it? Bacon. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, I just want you to know, we'll not be here on Monday. More than likely have some other things that have come up. We will be on the Rated R, or not on the Rated R, but we'll be on the other side. We'll have something else going on Monday morning here, just so you are aware, but we will be on Radio Big starting at 8 o'clock. 7 a.m. We'll see what we can figure out. Maybe I'll record something on Sunday for you. So there you go. Figure it out from there. Anyways, with that being said, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Misery might love company, but so does joy, and joy throws much better parties. That's something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. No, seriously, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Get dropped, 'cause we are never quitting, we are never getting up. So the enemies, I'm taking.
me silly, yeah, you might get dropped. Yeah. I'm the hunter, you're the prey. You're better than never run away. Cause I'm the one that fights through the pain. I'm the new leader, it's time for a change. What you know about living in the rain? Living in the cold, hating every day. But then you still want to do it anyway. But that's not you, yeah, we are the same. I put the work in, you complain. I'm a rebel, I'm the main. I'm the alpha in this game. And that ain't never gonna change. Never gonna change, never